Chapter 2. 7 months later, the middle of nowhere.
You may well think you've booked in for Gaelic lessons, but that's no what the computer's telling me.
Beatrice let her shoulders slump and forced out a long breath through her nose, crumpling her lips to stop herself telling this flustering Scotsman exactly what she thought of his customer service. Warm Highland welcome guaranteed, the online brochure had read. Sweet summer escape, it said. So far, Beatrice's first and only experience of Scotland in her 39 years on the planet had been disappointing, to say the least. But my name is on your booking system. Beatrice Halliday?
Aye. 9 nights, checking out on Monday the 31st of August. Dinner, bed and breakfast, single room, willow weaving lessons included.
The man was staring at the screen, his glasses reflecting its harsh blue light. The computer looked as old as the hills surrounding Port Willow, but it was still by far the most modern thing in the reception of the Princess and the Pea Inn.
Willow weaving?
Beatrice pinched the bridge of her nose. It had been a long day, and now this. She found herself glaring down at the threadbare tartan carpet, sandy from the beach just across the road from the inn's heavy oak doors. At least the website was accurate when it boasted that the inn was perfectly situated with idyllic sea views. Not that Beatrice had paid much attention to the scenery as she dragged her wonky-wheeled suitcase down the narrow pavement from the train station in the spitting rain, passing by the gently curving row of squat, sea-facing buildings that made up the entirety of Port Willow. She'd barely registered the little stone-walled primary school, the various holiday cottages in soft pastel colours, the post office come souvenir shop, or the closed-up chippy. But at the back of her mind, she'd thought the place was not at all promising. All the while, she'd been focusing instead on the bars on her phone and wishing she'd thrown an umbrella into her handbag before her hurried departure from Warwick at bleary-eyed far too early o'clock this morning. The road was lined on the pavement side with end-to-end parked cars and on the other side by a low sea wall with small gardens built into it here and there, which jutted out over the beach. But the gathering grey clouds...